Today's guest on Summer Reading often finds himself behind the microphone on the big screen or even penning a series of comic historic books. But what does Australian author, broadcaster and comedian Mikey Robbins read in his own time? He joins me now to discuss which books have piqued his interest this season. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, I'm told that you have some pretty hefty books on your list. Have you been getting through them? Give us a flavour.
This is ridiculous. You ask what I'm reading now. I'm going to sound like a bit of a tosser, but I'm just about to finish Metamorphoses by Ovid, the Roman poet. Yes. The Stephanie McCarter translation, which is actually really good because it's good to get a woman's translation and a modern woman's translation because, quite frankly, Ovid's got some issues. He's got probbies, that young man. But, I need to give you a bit of a backstory to this. Quite a few months ago, I was at lunch with one of my best mates, and we'd been at uni together, and I confessed that I got a credit for a tutorial paper on The Great Gatsby, despite the fact that up until recently, I'd never read The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. I'd seen the movie with Robert Redford, and I got a credit for the tute paper. So anyway, he said I was an idiot, and so I sat down and read The Great Gatsby, which, you know, is one of the greatest books of all time. And then I thought, you know what, maybe I should just set myself the task for the next few months, because I'm semi-retired now, of reading all the books I pretended I read when I was at university.
Oh, my goodness. That would be a long list for me.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty long list for me as well, including books. You know, it's a bit like this. I've been using the phrase Orwellian for 40 years, but I only read 2 months ago.
Really?
Yes.
Because it's not long, is it?
It's a fabulous book. So, yeah, I'm about to finish Metamorphoses, and then I'm looking at the next two I've got in front of me, which is The Sun Also Rises by Hemingway and Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, which I must admit I got an unusual look from the young woman in the bookshop. Why are you reading Hemingway and Austen? It's like, you know, the ultimate misogynist and one of the great women's writers. I was like, well, it's a long story.
And what time of day do you do your reading?
I'm a bit of an early riser, so I tend to, particularly, you know, depending on what the weather's like in Sydney at the time, I like to get reading done before the beach. I'm not a person who – I don't like taking phones or books to the beach because I just like to have a swim and a walk and get home. So, yeah, I'll have breakfast about 6 and then do a bit of reading and then relax. Well, you know, let's be honest. This time of year, I'm getting as much read as I can before the cricket starts.
Right. Well, was this going to be the final day of the cricket? I still wasn't sure about whether it all run to a fifth.
Oh, you know what? I'm sniffing a draw.
Right.
I'm sniffing a draw. I think the wicket's going to flatten out. But it's been the most bizarre series. It really has. I love that line of your sports reporter who referred to Carey as Phil Collins.
Yes, he's never short of a good line, Warwick Hadfield. Now, when does this phase, I guess, of catching up on all the books that you haven't read, when does it end and what do you think you're going to be looking for then?
Oh, no, there's a long list of – okay, in fact, I've got them laid out in front of me on the other desk. Let me go through what the past few months have been. I've got Orwell, Graham Greene, The Quiet American, Francois Rabelais, Gargantua, The Bell Jar, Sylvia Plath. That was fun. Actually, it's a great book. Homer's The Odyssey, Steinbeck's Mice and Men, Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, Great Gatsby, Machiavelli's The Prince, Crime and Punishment, Dostoevsky. Oh, here's the big boy. I read Ulysses. I read James Joyce's Ulysses.
Wow. How many pages is that?
Oh, 700 and something. And I'm going to be honest too, I read it from the copy I bought as a student over 40 years ago. I've moved house so many times, but I've dragged this book around with me with the conviction that one day I will finally read it.
And good on you.
And you know what? People have asked me advice about reading Ulysses. Here's the thing. Don't read it like you're studying for an exam or an essay. Just let it flow over you. Just enjoy the ride. In fact, I read that at the same time as I read To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf, which is probably one of my favorite books this year. And I describe Virginia Woolf as like To the Lighthouse as like a jigsaw puzzle that slowly comes together in front of you. And whereas Ulysses is like multi-ball on a pinball machine on the back of a ute that's on fire heading down a track.
Now, you've also written a number of comic history books. What drew you to that genre?
Well, it's that thing. I always like the idea that that you know, when we, and nothing wrong with how we were taught history at school, but it was always, you know, the great events, the great battles, and the dates, which is, you know, you need a basis of that. But I tend to think that we leave out. Well, my last book was called Idiots, Follies, and Misadventures, and it was. I said, look, you know, when we look at it, the way we were taught history at school, it was about heroes and villains, but there were also a lot of idiots. So I like to look at weird things that sort of happen, and sometimes they have ramifications. Or the other, one of my other books, Reprehensible, was about bad behaviour, like the fact that George Washington's mother would badmouth him to British soldiers. That Ulysses S. Grant. Do you watch the show Arrested Development?
No, I keep seeing the trailer, but I haven't actually watched it.
Well, Ulysses S. Grant is like a character in Arrested Development. Is someone who's known as a never nude. He would bathe with his underwear on. So I like finding the various weird proclivities of some of the great men and women who've run the world.
Good on you. We've just had a text. Whoa, please publish that reading list. I guess a quick Google with all the classics you may never have read might find it for you, Mikey.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's start with the dead white males, but, you know, let's be honest, you've got to put some dead white females in there. And then also to some African Americans. I've got to read Ralph Ellison. That's one that's definitely on the list. And Giuseppe Tomasi's The Leopard is another fabulous book. The only problem with that was I had to get it finished quickly before the Netflix miniseries started. If I don't finish this soon, everyone's just going to think I watched the show.
Yes. Yes, that's the danger. And once you've watched the show, it's hard to go back to the book. Mikey Robbins, thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Thank you, Barbara. Lovely to chat.